Yep.
How's everything at your house?
Oh.
Good or bad?
Same old, same old.
Okay. So Mary, if you need ribbon or anything, let me know. Mary, oh, she made the cutest thing today you ever looked at.
Really?
It's a long elf, and oh my God, it's beautiful.
Well.
Lights up. So I'll have to show it to you.
Oh, dearie, did you get Mikey's number?
Matt. Yeah, I do. I have it. I'll call you in just a little while when you get home and give it to you. It's out in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay.
Okay? Guess who was here this morning?
Hey.
Miss Cutright.
Oh, really?
She had her knees sprained. She's got a cracked spine, and she came anyway.
Oh, my word.
Get that.
Oh.
I tell you, I couldn't believe it. And you know what? I couldn't tell that it had done a lot of damage to her. She walked the same. She was the same smooth. She got her candies this morning. She ordered things for Christmas. She just, just smooth. I couldn't believe it.
Isn't that a cracked spine?
Yeah, but her niece didn't want to leave her until she has someone who will bring her and pick her up from the beauty shop. And I said, well, I don't know if that would work, but I could probably get... But if you depend on someone, they may never show up for her, you know? So I don't know. But I told her, I said, Sue, anytime we got a minute, you can stay in here and then we'll take you home if we, you know, something comes up. And she'll have no, not doing that.
No.
She wants to know that she's got a ride.
Uh-huh.
I asked her, I said, does Paula or anyone else know about you? She said, if they called me once in a while, they'd know about me. She said, I didn't call them to tell them I fell.
Oh.
I'm telling you, she's independent.
Yes, she is.
But, oh, I did her hair back, and I did it kind of fancy, and she felt so much better.
Well, I'm sure she did.
Yeah, she really did. But if you make their day, you've done something good.
That's such a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame that it happened. She said the guy opened the door and then let it, come
fall
through.
By.
And she didn't realize that it was that heavy. She didn't blame him. She just said that, the door caught her and that was it.
But she wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Even if he,
And she said there was two little kids there. Well, he was probably watching the kids.
Uh-huh.
And didn't realize the door hit her.
Oh, my word.
Yep. Said she's gone to the doctor today, and I said, what do you think she'll do? And she said, tell me I'm old. She said, I get so tired of hearing that.
Yes, you do.
Yep, that's right.
We've had a really bad heating problem again.
Oh, no. With this weather?
Yes, it was 59 in there day before yesterday. Ugh.
Hey, Mary, you forgot to leave me a bill for my beautiful things. Just write them down on my station, and I'll pay you next week, or we'll figure out what we're doing. Okay?
Well, now I'm you.
So oh, good. I'm glad you owe me. Okay, Mary. Whatever works fine with me. The horn's about the same.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's not going to change much, is it?
Sure. He looks terrible. I got to get him up here and get a haircut.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to leave that conditioner in there because it makes your hair take good.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'll put you right over here where I've got the dryer on, and we'll just dry back here for a minute.
That's good.
All right, let's go right here. Probably need one, not two. When you get dry, just come up front. I'll be finished shortly.
Okay.
Okay. No one's going to bother that.
Okay.
You may have to swish it around a little bit.
Okay.
You good?
Yep, I'm good.
No, that's not going to catch you, Shirky. Let's do this one, because that one goes back too far, and I forgot about it. That one comes all the way down. Because Harriet sleeps, so you know it catches her.
Yeah, she catches her head.
Yeah. She got her hair cut off real short.
Really?
Okay. Yep, she did. Okay, what can we do?